Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Downsizing, no matter what the circumstances, is never an easy thing. That's especially true when it comes to helping loved ones who may be moving from their longtime family home into senior living or other arrangements. It's something we have all either done, will do, or are doing right now for our families or ourselves.
Helping with that transition is the business of Wauwatosa native Ann Nafe. Her business, Golden Transition, specializes in estate sales, both to help downsize or to liquidate an estate. Ann Nafe joins us in the studio now and explains the first steps that she recommends to help people prepare.
Taking a look at their household and determining what can they take along with them, what are they willing to part with, and what should they do with items that they're willing to part with. And then number one really is where to get started on that whole process, because most people take a look at a project like that and they look at it as a whole, as one big project, without breaking it down into steps.
And I imagine looking at it that way, it's just overwhelming.
That's exactly right. When people get overwhelmed, what do? Nothing. It's paralyzing. They don't really realize, well, where do we get started? Because no matter how difficult a task might be in our lives, no matter what it is, we look at it, oh my gosh, what do we do to get this done? Well, what do we do? We have to break it down into steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, and so forth, and then prioritize those, and then decide, you know, what we're going to get done, and then deciding a timetable on when we want to get it done. You've really got to put together a time frame, too. If you're going to take a look at 2 or 3 rooms in your house to start with, as far as labeling what you're going to take with you, things that you want to decide on, you're not sure, will you have room for it? That's the maybe pile. And then there's the donate or giveaway pile. And taking that room by room will often help you in getting that process started. But keep in mind, put a time frame on it too. I'm going to get those 2 or 3 rooms done, and I'm going to have them done by May 30th, for example.
So you have to set a time frame. I want to back up even a little more. I have a feeling that there are a lot of us who don't even want to think about the process of having to move, of having to change our lives in that way. How do you deal with clients who are in that stage, but it still needs to get done, but they're still thinking, well, no, it doesn't. No, I really don't. Is there a tried and true way you've found to help people realize that they do have to make these changes?
That really rests more on the shoulders of their children. Because usually in that case, if somebody was kind of on the fence post, then it's probably one of their children who has contacted me saying, hey, mom has been leaving the stove on, dad fell down or has been falling down, and we're afraid that they're not safe in their house anymore. Often these moves are predicated by their kids not feeling like their parents are safe, and they're worried. They're frankly worried about their parents living in their homes. So a lot of it comes from there. And I think in the case where someone is a little bit more on the fence post, they're not sure, that they know that they probably should move, but at the same time, they don't really want to, which I think we can all appreciate that, then the kids generally will help me out in that case as far as getting things done. Because again, I'm an objective third party. They don't really know me. I'm not part of the family. So kids are the ones that help me out in that case.
Now, what are some of the first things? Once you've been brought in and your business has been brought in, what are some of the first things you do?
One of the first things that I do is, you know, ask them, what are you going to take along with you? And then have family and friends come in to take what they want. And if not, when will they be doing that? And often if they're not really sure what they want to take with them, and they don't want to take too much, which is a very, very common mistake. They take way too much with them to a 2-bedroom apartment or a 1-bedroom apartment, and then they find the walls closing in on them because they've brought so much stuff, and they've also paid a mover to bring all that stuff to them as well. In that case, I'll bring in a home organizer that will take a look at the apartment where they're going to be living and do the measurements and so forth, and then figure out from those measurements what will actually fit. So they'll actually draw these pieces of furniture onto that floor plan to make sure that they don't overmove.
How do you work with people to make that transition as smooth as possible?
First of all, this is an emotional time in their lives, And my clients, it's imperative that they feel comfortable with me and they feel that I'm trustworthy. And they're willing to take a chance on my taking over their household, really, after they've made the move. Because that's really when I really get started, is after they've taken everything that they want out of the house, their kids, family, friends, etc., have taken the items that they want. Now it's my responsibility to get all of those items sold. So I would say, first of all, is building that trust, which is very important, especially when you're dealing with seniors, that they feel very, very comfortable with you. My demeanor with them and building a rapport is just of absolute imperative.
I imagine that, you know, seniors are worried about being taken advantage of. And as you say, that relationship is so important.
That is absolutely true, because they are putting their trust in you. And to answer your question, I would say that that's probably the first thing that they need to feel comfortable with, because then, as I said, the household now is my responsibility to get as much sold as I possibly can, get unsold items to consignment, number one, number two, to donation, and then other items that are either completely obsolete or broken or incomplete, that kind of stuff we just get bagged up and then out to the curb. When we're done, of course, then the house and the garage, basement, all completely empty and ready to go to closing if the house has already been sold or ready to go on the market.
If you are getting ready to either make a move yourself or you have elderly parents that you need to move, what are some of the first steps you need to do?
First of all, if they're going to make a move, they need to decide where they're moving. Because I get a lot of calls from people, well, we're not sure where we're moving yet. Well, then we're not at the point where we need to be talking about an estate sale until you know, number one, where you're going to move. So when you've found a place and you've chosen where you're going to move and then when you're going to make that move, then I can help them with a schedule then of when they need to be ready to go, get them a mover if they need a mover, get them the home organizer if they need a home organizer to help them determine what they're going to take and what they're going to leave behind, and then get that process done.
I don't want you to give away any names or anything, but do you have a story that's sort of a tale that things we should take to heart, like don't do this? Is there, you know, looking back at the different clients that you've had, was there one that you look back on and say, they did everything wrong and I wish I could have helped them do it right?
I wish they would have called me sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a couple like that. And I would say the main thing, I've got one client in mind, had a very large home, and their kids came in, mainly their eldest son, and pretty much took everything out of the house that they thought was just junk and started throwing things away into a dumpster without letting me take a look at it and say, hey, this kind of stuff does sell. Even if it's for a dollar or two a piece or less than that, little things add up pretty fast in a sale. If you throw things away just because you think, oh, nobody's going to want that, that's been around here for years, you have a preconceived notion of what you think might sell and what might not sell without really knowing. A lot of people will throw a lot of things away, and when you're throwing things away like that, you're literally throwing away money. So I saw all kinds of stuff just being pitched into a dumpster that could have been sold. And we came in kind of on the back end, but the son had come in and gone through all the closets and kind of just thrown things this way and that way to try to get the place cleared out, and really should have left that for a professional, for a, you know, somebody with a more of an objective look at it, and somebody that knows, who has done estate sales, that knows, yes, these things do sell, or they might sell. And as I said, little things add up real fast.
Is there a certain amount of an estate that below that is just not worth bringing in someone like yourself, a business like yourself, where there's just not going to be enough money generated?
Yeah, you make a good point. Every estate sale company needs to see a certain minimum of proceeds from a sale. So I generally look at $4,000 to $6,000. I need to see that in total proceeds from the sale before I will take it on. Now, when someone does not have enough, but they still need help, to move on to the next chapter of their lives, then I have clean-out services that I can do instead. For example, if they've got some things that are saleable but there's just not enough, then there are consignment stores. There are auction houses that might be able to help them out as far as selling the saleable items and then donating other items that don't have much value, but at the same time, they are useful. Getting that donated and then providing them with all the paperwork to go along with that, receipts, itemized listings of what was donated, and then getting the other stuff, the things that are just obsolete, broken, incomplete, getting that stuff out of the house. And so it's the whole process, just minus the estate sale part of it. That component of it just wouldn't be there. So I also help people in that case as well.
Well, Anne, I want to thank you for taking time to tell us a little bit about what you do and the importance of people like yourself, you know, in this process as we're all looking at getting older. Unfortunately, the clock isn't going the other way.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Anne Nafee owns the Milwaukee area-based Golden Transitions, a company specializing in estate sales, downsizing, and appraisals. There is a link to more information at wuwm.com.